Pope Benedict XVI is in Portugal on his 15th apostolic journey, and as we go to air this evening, the Pope has arrived in Fatima, where he will celebrate Vespers with priests and religious of the diocese at the Church of St. Trinidad. Later this evening, he will return to the Chapel of Apparitions to recite the Rosary. Veronica Scarisbrook gave us this report.
Right now, Pope Benedict is about to make his way to the Capelinha, the Chapel of the Apparitions in Fatima, roughly 70 miles from Lisbon. As we know, the Pope is here in Portugal, as he highlighted himself on his arrival, as a pilgrim to Our Lady of Fatima, in time for that 13th of May deadline, which coincides with the first of the apparitions of Our Lady to three little shepherd children by the names of Lucia, Francisco and Jacinta, precisely in the place where this chapel is, the Cova de Iria. It's where all the pilgrim popes who came to this Marian shrine before him, Paul VI, first, and then, as we all know, Pope John Paul II began their pilgrimage. Later this evening, he's due to celebrate Vespers with clergy and religious at the giant new modern church of the Holy Trinity, decorated for the occasion with a mass of yellow flowers, symbolic of the papal colours, one which has a special link with Rome, given that placed in front of the altar is a fragment of St. Peter's tomb, over which St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican was erected. Earlier in the morning, the Holy Father had received the courtesy visit at the Apostolic Nunciature in Lisbon, as protocol dictates, of the Prime Minister José Sócrates. The encounter lasted half an hour and focused on the contribution of the church in social and educational fields, the relationship between church and state, dialogue with the Portuguese Bishops' Conference. Also touched on was the unifying element of the Catholic faith in Portuguese-speaking countries across the world. But the highlight of the morning was an encounter in Lisbon with more than 1,000 representatives of Portuguese culture, including artists, filmmakers, critics, musicians, writers and academics. The Pope was welcomed fittingly by the President of the Commission for Culture of the Portuguese Bishops' Conference, Manuel de Clemente, who'll be acting as his host, also as Bishop of Porto, on the final day of this four-day apostolic journey. But another Manuel took centre stage. He was there to greet him, acting as Dean for the Cultural World in Portugal, a famous film director whose surname is De Oliveira, and who will be presenting his latest masterpiece at the Cannes Festival. For once, perhaps, the Pope could enjoy the wise words of someone older than he. At the venerable age of 101, De Oliveira is a Jesuit, educated Catholic. When he finished speaking, this film director bowed as he presented a gift from the world of culture, a silver box in the shape of an egg, with a porcelain dove inside, symbolic of inspiration, peace, and of the Holy Spirit. A significant gift, perhaps, to end the first, more official leg of Benedict XVI's first apostolic visit to Portugal. And with the Pope in Portugal, I'm Veronica Scarisbrick.